Daniels, A.G. Kress, D.H. Irwin, St. Helena, California, April 2, 1907. Dear brethren Daniels, Kress, and Irwin, I feel a heavy burden for the sanitarium being erected at Tacoma Park. In the important centers of America, our work must be carried as far as possible, and institutions must be completed and provided with suitable help. I have received positive instruction that the sanitarium work in the city of Washington should not be abandoned. Our efforts are not all to be centered in Tacoma Park. In the city itself, there should be a sanitarium suitably located. In the visions of the night, I was in a council meeting where were being discussed some matters pertaining to the medical work in the District of Columbia. Some present expressed it as their best judgment that when the sanitarium buildings in Tacoma Park were completed and equipped, the sanitarium in the city should be closed. Then, one of divine wisdom and understanding spoke of the importance of maintaining in the city every possible agency for exalting the principles of Bible truth. The seeds of truth should be sown among men of influence in the nation's capital. The sanitarium is an important agency in disseminating the light that should shine forth to the men upon whom rests the responsibility of making laws for the nation. With the sanitarium in Washington, there should be connected physicians and helpers who can represent the truth as it should be represented. A sanitarium in Washington will lead to an acquaintance with our institutions at Tacoma Park, for which earnest efforts should be put forth to secure the very best possible talent. God desires the light of truth to shine forth to counselors and senators, that much blind prejudice may be removed. A serious injury would be done the cause of God, were the sanitarium that has been operated in the city of Washington now to be closed. I am hoping to see sufficient means given by our people to enable the various branches of our work to be perfected in the important city of Washington. I have written this hurriedly, that it may go in the mail this afternoon, but I hope to write more later.